Jude tells us that something very carefully we need to look at. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and ever. Amen. Lord, thank you for this opportunity we have to come and assemble and worship in spirit and in truth. We thank you tonight, dear Lord, that you can grant us tonight that you've already did for us in our hearts and our lives. Thank you for these great songs that we've sang and how tonight they lift us up and how tonight they magnify you in our heart. And Lord, tonight as we look into your word, may we see this evening what a great and wonderful God you are. May tonight you magnify yourself in our presence this evening. Let everything tonight be done for your honor and your glory. For it's in Christ's name we pray. Amen. Of course, this morning as we looked in the book of Jude, and as you read the book of Jude, you find that sometimes Jude is, I guess we could say, giving us and talking about some unpleasant things. Some things tonight that sometimes we really wish we didn't have to deal with. He talked to us this morning, and as we looked about that, he exhorted us, that he encouraged us to earnestly contend and with the faith to stand for and fight for and defend that which God has given to us in his revealed word this evening. That's an important thing that Jude was teaching us. He taught us how that the reason for that great thing was that a lot of ungodly people have crept in to our assemblies unawares and deceived many and drawn them away from the true revelation of God. As he continues through, and we didn't look at all of it this morning, but he talks about how that God in the past and the righteous condemnation that God brought upon those who refused him, who rebelled against him, who chose not to believe in the Lord. And as you study down through there and you begin to read those things that God condemned in the past, they sound like many of the things that we're seeing going on in our society right today. He talked about and gave a description of the depravity of the ungodly. You know, it's amazing the depravity that we see in our world, how far down that we have sunk in so few years. I used to think that being 66 or 67 years old was an old man. I've decided that's not too old anymore. But in just a few short years, since the years that I've been pastoring, how different it is today and what issues you have to deal with today that wasn't there 20 or 30 years ago. It's amazing tonight. And the depravity that we see going on about us every day. It's so sometimes unsettling. It's unpleasant. I guess sometimes it makes us a little bit angry, but it also saddens and burdens our heart because we see people have sunk so far in depravity and so far away from God. We read about the murders and we see innocent children killed in places like Sandy Hook and Columbine and other places. And it seems like every day I pick up the paper somewhere there's been some kind of mass shooting, murder of some kind. And that's the total depravity of man as they sink down into the depravity of the soul. I read recently as one of the liberal columnists took James Dobson and some other Christian people to task by simply when they said, well, you know, when they were talking about Sandy Hook, and we certainly have great compassion for those families tonight. Do not misunderstand that. And we have great compassion tonight for those who have lost their loved ones. But tonight it is an indicative and a mirror of the society in which we've created where there is no God within our schools. And it's the total depravity of man as he sinks to the level of an animal. Brother Peter said that they would become like brute beasts. And that's what we've become tonight. And so sometimes that seems to be a little, it's kindly unpleasant to even think about. And you know, you think that when you begin to read all of this, and as Jude was thinking and reminding and talking to the people about these things this evening, that he might be in a very depressed state of mind. I would imagine tonight that if we studied on all of these things tonight and we kept our mind on all of these things, we might be in a depressed state of mind. But as he closes and as he begins to wind down this little one chapter book tonight, we find that he begins to close it out with a plea for evangelism, with a plea tonight for presenting and preaching the gospel to those tonight that they might be saved out of this depravity. But he closes this little book tonight with the last two verses that I read in your hearing tonight, and most people call this the doxology. That word simply means an expression of praise to God. They're pretty common in the Scriptures. If you begin to read through the Scriptures, there are many of them in the book of Psalms. One of the other grandest, except for what Jude wrote here, is found in the last few verses of the book of Romans in chapter 16, and Paul had a great, great doxology as he praised God in Ephesians chapter 3 tonight. But tonight it's a praise unto God, and that's the way that Jude closes out this book, with an expression and praising God this evening. You see, he doesn't end tonight on doubt and fear or doom and gloom. But he ends tonight with an expression of faith and hope. I'm glad tonight that God never leaves us in the dark, that he always gives us the light. And that tonight we don't have to live in doom and gloom. We certainly tonight can look forward to faith and hope this evening. I think Jude is very simply telling us tonight and wanting us to know that even in the dark and evil times in which we live, in the dangerous times in which we have to raise our children and our grandchildren, in the days in which we have to walk the streets and never knowing what might happen on the next moment this evening, that the one thing that is constant and stays the same this evening is God is still God. He's still tonight the Lord. He's still in heaven. He's still commanding this universe. He's still in charge this evening. And it is in him who we have our faith and our hope. If I have my faith and my hope in the Republican Party or the Democratic Party or any other man-made organization or institution this evening, then I'm going to be disappointed this evening. I'm going to be depressed. But praise God this evening, we can go further than Jackson. We can go further than Washington. We go beyond the stars. We go into the very praise and the throne room of God and say, in God we have our hope and our refuge and our very present help in time of trouble. Thank God tonight that we don't have to go in a dark and a dangerous world without any light, without any faith, and without any hope. We still have the God of glory this evening, and he's still on our side. Someone has written, praise God from whom all blessings flow. Praise him, all creatures here below. Praise him, ye heavenly host. Praise Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Jude here in our text this evening is closing out this epistle, and he's telling these people and telling you and I that tonight we're to come and adore him. We just, of course, close the Christmas season, and we sometimes sing that song, Oh Come, Let Us Adore Him. But that shouldn't just be at Christmas time. We should adore the God of glory every day of our lives. Right. He is the one that we should adore. He is the one that tonight we should look up to. And Jude says here tonight that we are to adore him because He's the one that's able tonight. He is the able God, the sovereign God, the strong God. He is the El Shaddai this evening. Jude said, now unto him that is able. Well, I'm glad he's able this evening to keep you from falling. He keeps us from falling. No. A lot of people say, well, now, wait a minute, Pastor. You know, you're a Baptist. Do you believe tonight that you can fall from grace, that you can lose your salvation? No, I do not believe that. Why do I not believe that? Well, Jude just told us right here. And many other passages of Scripture back this up. But Jude is praising God tonight, and he's saying that he is able to keep us from falling. I hate to tell you this, but tonight if it was left to me, if it was left and I was on my own tonight, I'd probably fall this evening. Now think about that. If God simply saved me and just left me in this world, then somewhere down the line I'd stumble and fall. I'll just have to admit it tonight. But you see, Jude said that we didn't have to worry about that because God tonight was there with us. In these dark and these dangerous times, that God is right there with us, that He's holding our hand, that He's strengthening us, that He's doing for us every day what we can't do for ourselves. He's able to keep us from falling. He is the one tonight that gives us the strength tonight. I'd be like a blind and crippled man stumbling around a mountain cliff this evening if I was left to myself and fall off very quickly. I'd fall away and fall down, and you know, but what Jude is saying here is, hey, what we need to do is be thankful to God. We need to praise God. We need to adore God. And even though we can see all this evil around us, it's never going to overtake us because God is there with us tonight. Amen. He's able. He is the strong God tonight. He's able to keep us from falling. And He's able to present us faultless before the presence of His glory with exceeding joy. Well, aren't you glad tonight that one of these days we're going to walk on the street of gold? Amen. We're going to enter into that pearly gate. We're going into the very presence of God. There we can sing His praises forever and forever. But you know why we're going to be able to do that? Because He's able. Because He's able tonight. He's going to present us, the Bible says, faultless. Faultless. I'm not faultless by any means, except in the eyes of God, because I have the righteousness of Christ. I'm glad tonight that one of these days I'm going to be in the presence of God, the presence of His glory. You know, Moses wanted to see His glory, and he said, Moses, you can't see my glory. No man can see my glory and live. But one of these days we're going to see Him as He is tonight. We're going to be there with Him in glory. I love to read Revelation chapter 4 and chapter 5 when it begins to talk about, and they begin to gather around the throne of God, and they're singing and praising God for the redemption of the Lamb of God. Isn't that going to be a wonderful and glorious time when we can gather around the throne and we can sing praises to the Lamb of God? Amen. I thought about a moment ago when Bruce said about Morgan. I thought, well, one of these days I'm going to be able to sing and shout like Morgan around the throne of God. Well, think about that this evening. That's going to be an exciting time, isn't it?
Amen.
Amen. You think about that. Boy, that's going to be a wonderful time. And that's what Jude is telling us tonight. Hey, we may be going through some dark and dangerous times. It may get sometimes look bad all around us. And we, as Bruce and I talked about something the other day, and I said, I wonder what's going on. He said, I think everything's going to hell in a handbasket real quick. And sometimes we think that, don't we? I mean, you read the news and it'll get you a little depressed. But Jude said, in spite of all of that, God's going to keep us from falling, and one of these days he's going to deliver us in the presence of his glory. Now, that's a pretty good doxology there. That's something to praise and adore God for tonight, isn't it? Praise God tonight with exceeding joy. Exceeding joy. The only way I know about that word exceeding, it means that it exceeds anything I can ever think of. You know? I'm kind of like the old fella was on a train, and he'd been on a train for the first time, and he didn't know how much to tip the porter. And he went to one of the porters, and he said, what's the usual tip? The porter said, $5. And the man said, well, that's a lot of money, but I guess if that's the usual tip. So he got off the train, he gave the man $5, the porter, and the porter began to shout and holler, and he said, what's the matter? He said, I thought you said that's a usual tip. He said, yeah, but most folks don't come up to the usual. Praise God. God's going to get above the usual, isn't he? He's going to be exceeding above all that we can think or ask. Exceeding joy. I'm looking forward to that this evening. He's going to be able to present us. That's blessed assurance tonight. In spite of anything that goes on in this world, we have the blessed assurance of God. That's the promise of God. And then Jude said, he just breaks out. He just can't hardly stand it anymore. You know, you get to that point where you just say, hey, I got to do something. He said, to the only wise God, our Savior. Well, he begins to say, oh, what a Savior. Oh, how great thou art. What a God we serve tonight. You know, I was sitting there the other evening, and I was just kind of in one of those things when you're a little bit by yourself and you begin to think about things. And I was watching the television, and something came on, and somebody was singing, How Great Thou Art. Have you ever thought about how great God is? Well, that's above my thoughts when you really begin to think about it. I mean, can you imagine tonight that God can be present in all of our services? He can hear every one of our prayers. He counts the hairs upon our head, supplies and blesses us with our needs, protects us as we go from day to day. I mean, there are just so many things about God tonight that I can't fathom tonight, and I'm kind of like Jude here. About all I can say is to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power. Give him everything. He said, both now, right here in this very presence, hallelujah for God. Amen. And ever. He said, there'll never be a time. See, God's never going to let us down tonight, is he? He said he'd never leave us nor forsake us. He'd always be there for us. Thank God tonight he's always there. Amen. He's never left me tonight, or he's never forsaken me. Jude very simply then just says, amen. Amen. Let it be. So be it tonight. You know, tonight, that's a great doxology, isn't it? We just praise God from whom all blessings flow. We look around us tonight and say, hey, we've got the promise of his protection, the promise of his blessing, the promise tonight of his providing. We've got the promise tonight of his grace. Right here as we walk through this present life. And then we got the promise that he's going to take care of us, not only here, but forever tonight. I leave you with this thought. Oh, what a Savior tonight. Amen. Oh, what a Savior. May God bless you tonight as we enter this new year. Let's praise God tonight and sing praises unto him from whom all blessings flow. All right. Brother Bruce, if you and Barbara come, if you'll stand with me. Heavenly Father, thank you tonight for this time we've been together. We ask you to take this very simple message, that you'd use it tonight for the honor and glory of him who loved us and gave himself for us. His wonderful holy name we pray. Amen. And amen.